Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 14th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Leading off today, 3 months after being discontinued, the full-size HomePod is now officially sold out for good in the United States. The space gray HomePod had been unavailable within a couple of days of the announcement, but the white model remained available to buy at its usual price of $300 up until today. The HomePod product page on the online store has not yet been removed, which could mean there still could be some remaining stock to work through in select locations. But we expect all references to Apple's full-size HomePod to be removed from the online store soon. Ever since its inception, the HomePod was praised for its sound quality and criticized for its high price. When it first launched, it costed $349, and that price was dropped to $299 after a year. And interestingly, despite its discontinuation, Apple has actually rolled out new features for the HomePod that make it a more compelling choice for home theaters. So fans of the device are hopeful that this means Apple is developing an eventual successor. Bloomberg has even reported that Apple is working on a combo set-top box with a camera and smart speaker for the living room. But for now, the HomePod Mini is the sole smart speaker being sold by Apple, priced at $99. In other news today, a new report from Bloomberg has new details on the Apple Watch Series 7. The Apple Watch Series 7 will reportedly feature thinner display bezels, a faster processor, and include updated ultra-wideband technology. The Apple Watch Series 6 was the first model to sport an ultra-wideband radio last year. This would represent the first significant redesign to the Apple Watch since the Series 4, which was released in 2018. Bloomberg says that this year's redesign will include thinner bezels around the display, and Apple will use a new lamination technology to reduce the gap between the display and the cover glass. So this means the overall chassis of the Apple Watch might actually be slightly thicker this year, according to the report. A handful of plans for the Apple Watch have been delayed until 2022, including a body temperature sensor, plans for a rugged model, and an update for the entry-level Apple Watch SE. Bloomberg says Apple is also continuing to research ways to measure blood glucose levels in a non-invasive way with the Apple Watch, but that project is still several years away from being ready to ship. So for now, we expect the Apple Watch Series 7 will feature thinner bezels around the display and a redesign with flatter edges like the iPhone 12. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Walter Pro for Mac makes it easy to transfer virtually any file in any format to your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Walter Pro has always been a useful alternative to iTunes for getting content from a Mac or a PC to an iOS device, and now that iTunes has been retired, it's even more useful. It's called Walter Pro for a reason. It allows you to manually edit metadata, convert files into Apple-friendly formats directly to your local drive, and more. And for HomePod users, the all-new Walter Pro lets you convert unsupported music formats like WAV and FLAC, sending them directly to Apple Music in the cloud for playability on your HomePod or any iCloud device. Walter Pro is a fantastic tool for transferring photos, videos, music, and more, and it even supports legacy iPods, including the original iPod Classic released in 2001. Learn more about Walter Pro and download it for free at softorino.com/9to5daily. That's softorino.com/9to5daily to get 30% off as a 9to5 Mac daily listener. Rounding out today, after several weeks of rumors, the new Beats Studio Buds have officially been announced. They're available to order today in the U.S. and Canada for $150 with active noise cancellation, transparency mode, USB-C charging, and more. Beats Studio Buds feature an in-ear design similar to AirPods Pro, but without the stem that sticks out from the bottom. This makes them incredibly compact, especially when compared to PowerBeats Pro. They come with three different sizes of soft silicone ear tips, which allow you to personalize the fit to make them as comfortable as possible. And on each bud, you get physical playback controls that allow you to pause, play, skip forward, skip backward, and cycle between ANC and transparency mode. For Apple Music users, Beats Studio Buds also pack support for the recently launched spatial audio feature. And as far as connectivity is concerned, Beats confirmed to 9to5Mac that Beats Studio Buds do not feature Apple's H1 or W1 chip. Instead, Beats is using a proprietary Beats chipset for connectivity, which helps improve compatibility with Android. So this means you miss out on some AirPods features, including iCloud syncing for pairing and automatic device switching. And as for battery life, you get 5 hours of life with ANC or transparency enabled, or 8 hours without either enabled. There's a total of 24 hours of combined playback with the charging case, which features a USB-C port. Finally, the Beats Studio Buds do feature support for Apple's Find My application, just like AirPods. So you can locate your lost earbuds with the Find My application using their last known location when connected via Bluetooth. The Beats Studio Buds are available to order today for $150 from Apple's website or from Amazon in 3 different colors, white, red, and black. The Beats Studio Buds are $100 cheaper than both AirPods Pro and PowerBeats Pro, which makes them a notable addition to the Beats and Apple headphone lineup. We've got a full review of the new Beats Studio Buds linked in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.